And we'll share some of Scott's tips, and we'd love to hear yours about working from home at hereandnow.org, or send me a tweet at Jeremy Hobson. Well, even as Washington State's Governor Jay Inslee says he won't be able to lift many of the stay-at-home restrictions by May 4th, that was the day the current directive is set to expire, he does hope that health modeling in the coming days will allow the resumption of some activities such as elective surgeries. The continuation of restrictions rise from concerns that the virus is still spreading into more remote parts of Washington State. Producer Ashley Ahern lives in one of them and sent us this audio postcard.
I'm riding my horse up through the sagebrush out back where I keep her at a friend's place in the valley I live in, which is about 4 hours north and east of Seattle over the mountains. Town of about 600 people. Keeping your physical distance is not very hard, I gotta say. And life sort of feels eerie and quieter, and the town is empty. But spring is happening the same way it does every year. The ranchers are getting the irrigation system set up. Cows are getting ready to go out to their summer range. And yet there's this weird feeling that everything's fallen apart around us in the cities. And I look on social media and my friends, my heart breaks for my good friends who live in cities and are confined to their small apartments right now. And I understand the need and the desire for so many folks in cities to go to, you know, rural places and escape to mountain towns. And I know living in one of those towns that there's real fear that, you know, more of the virus will come with those people. The nearest hospital for me is about 2 hours away, and they've got a couple, handful of ventilators, maybe. And, you know, at the bar, before they closed the bar, ranchers were making jokes about exploding, setting explosive on the pass, the main pass that brings, you know, leads to Seattle from here to keep the city people from coming over if things got worse. And, you know, they were joking, but there's some real fear underneath that and a sense that, you know, don't come here. We can't handle, we don't have the medical infrastructure to deal with it. But it also unearths some real divisions between country folk and city folk right now that have been there for a long time. And the virus maybe brings out the worst in that regard. But it's also bringing out the best. People are helping each other. You know, the donations are up for the local food bank, which has also seen a 20% increase in families coming in to get groceries every week. For me, every day, you know, I'm just looking at the landscape as it changes, and it's hard not to feel hope and energy. There's some peace in this forced pause that we're all living right now. Some solace in the fact that nature out here anyway continues like normal, as it always has every spring. Maybe things are a little quieter and it's a little easier to listen to it and observe it and slow down and take it all in this year. Even though there's kind of a sick feeling in my stomach, there's some peace out here to be had. And I wish I could share it with all my friends in the cities right now who are so worried and taking cover. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern in Winthrop, Washington.